because you get a chance to listen to Sean Callanan, our sports geek, our social media guru, is with me. G'day, Sean.
Oh, g'day, Huff. How you doing?
Going very well. Now, you are Mr. Social Media. You work for the AFL, NRL, cricket teams, NBA teams as well. You're a global phenomenon. Let's be honest. Let's just break it down.
I'm big on the internet, Huff. That's what matters.
I'm big on the internet. And you're here today to help me out with Facebook. We're going to do Facebook today.
Yes,
Half-time
we are.
Half-time Facebook.
Yes, because you're all over Twitter.
Yeah, why do I need Facebook? I love Twitter.
Well, Twitter, they're different things with different people. And the thing is, you know, Facebook is the big boy in the room. Twitter is great for conversation and, you know, you're doing it with Half-time SEN and Half-Serious and being able to have conversation.
That's cool.
There's 10 million Australians on Facebook and 800 million people worldwide on Facebook. So it's where people
are. They all listen to me?
They will if you start producing content and engaging them and using all their new platforms. So they've just come out with Facebook Timeline.
What's that, mate?
So previously, everyone, from a personal point of view, have had Timeline where they get to put a nice cover photo and a new streamlined page.
Yep.
And they've just launched it now for Facebook Pages. So if you're following your footy team, your cricket team, your NRL team, you'll start seeing the Facebook Pages starting to change. They'll have a nice big cover photo. And they'll be able to emphasise their history. So now you can do Facebook posts back to the 80s or the 1880s if you want. Actually, I think that's as far back as you can go. I think there's a bug. You can't go past,
the 1880s.
But yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see how the teams start pushing out historic content on the Facebook timeline pages.
Okay.
And
well, that'll be good.
Yeah, well,
fans will love that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Just the other day, I saw the Lakers post something from 1961, and it was YouTube highlights of Jerry West making a game winner back in the 60s with the NBA.
Fantastic. Well, I reckon sports fans will love that. History in their clubs. And more with the insight we get from the modern-day game, we love to go back retrospectively and see what happened to how we got to this point.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. They can do that. But the main thing is what most people use Facebook for is to get people back to their site. So, I was in at the Storm today and talking to a few clubs is you still want to use Facebook as a way to drive people back to your site. You know, the Storm can have a really big archive of history content back on their website. And so they can use Facebook to draw those fans back, tell that backstory, tell them about the history of the club. And it's a nice way to do it. And Facebook is providing a really nice interface for fans to surf through that timeline.
So how does Halftime get on Facebook? What do we have to do?
Well,
by the way, Falonica just won Richo's horse. So we're 2 from 2 today, Halftime listeners. We're going well.
Oh, well, that's very good.
That's good news.
So Halftime is on Facebook. We have set it up. So if you go to facebook.com/halftime.
Yeah.
We are set up. So, you can now, if you're sitting there, you've got your big bonce there up on the cover photo. So this is the thing. This is one of the new style pages. So this big cover photo you've got on the top there, we've got a few photos of the celebs that have come in and your head, that's the new style Facebook page.
So
if you haven't
seen
it, check out, facebook.com/halftime. Give it us a like. And maybe what you can do, what's the topic of the day, Half?
Topic of the day, sporting moustaches. We were talking about that just before the break
with Mark Spitz.
Watto had him as number 5. I still don't know who 1, 2, 3, and 4 were. Frankie Dettori at the back could do something for me, even though he's not listening.
So what you can do with Facebook is you can ask people, say, what do you guys think? What's the best moustache?
Yep, right.
Can just ask that.
Can I do that?
Yep, so just ask that as a general status update. And this is where I feel where you're trying to type. One finger at a time.
I'm horrible.
Learn touch typing, Half.
No. Nah.
Okay, so and that's the idea. And what we can do with the page is you can preview what's happening on the show, share content of who's coming in, when you have celebrities, minor or otherwise, coming in, take a photo, put it up, and just start that general conversation they're doing on Twitter, but also on Facebook.
So do I. Because we're big here on Halftime on Twitter, do I link my Twitter to my Facebook? Do you do that, or what happens there?
Well, normally I would say no, because Twitter is far more of a conversational platform. And if you do 20 posts on Twitter while you're watching the footy, someone doesn't want to go to Facebook and see, just Half talking about the footy for 20 times. So effectively, you're really spamming the feed of someone.
Righto.
So Facebook's more about just key posts, one or two a day, ask them what they're thinking, sharing some content of what's happening around the show. So, what makes sense for you guys is to, preview the show, tell people what's coming up.
Yep.
Sharing, snippets like the long play. You could share an interview with someone.
Can I do that on Facebook?
You can do that straight on Facebook. And
can
so
I
you
really?
Could share the little MP3 and people can listen to it inside Facebook. So, and you can just start reading out people who are liking the page.
Hey, I've got a couple of people on board. Go to facebook.com/halftime
Okay,
and you will like me and we'll be cool.
And what you've done here, Half, is you've provided a really great case study for me to tell you things you shouldn't do.
What shouldn't I do?
So what you've done there is you've said who's got the best moustache and you've used a question.
Oh, is that bad?
And you've effectively allowed anyone to answer.
Why?
So, well, now any particular smart aleck, if I put it right for radio, can write anything as an answer. So if you're going to do a question, it's better to restrict the fans to say, here's the best three, pick one. But you could have just done a status update and said, hey, guys, who do you think's best? But that's my bad. I didn't see that you were doing a question there, but we'll see.
Well, hang on a minute.
We'll see how much humour the SEN SEN fans come up with.
I like the humour from my SEN listeners. I think the halftime listeners are very intelligent people and a bit left of centre, which I love as well. I'm looking forward to some of the responses.
Well, there we go. Max Walker is leading the way from Dipper at the moment.
How do you know?
I've refreshed the page, Half.
Oh, is that what you got to do?
You got to refresh the page. You're skyrocketing. You're up to 22 likes from my count. And if you scroll down there, it's this great visual for radio.
Yeah, 22! Oh, Max Walker's leading the charge early doors. That's fantastic. This is good stuff.
I couldn't give a rat's toss bag.
Well, Malcolm have got to be in there somewhere,
well,
too.
Well, I don't know if Malcolm's on Facebook, but...
But he'd be in the Sporting Moustaches.
Oh, he would. He would.
Absolutely.
Old school type of moustache.
So now we know halftime's a big deal and we love the show. We all love it. Everyone listening at the moment loves it, I know. But can local sports teams or that of the like, Mighty St. Kevin's, could they get something out of Facebook?
Well, definitely, because that's the thing. Everyone's using it as a platform to communicate. So kids are using it from a point of view of, you know, sharing notes on homework and things like that. So it is a way for recruitment to let your fans, let your players know you're out there. Allows you to reconnect with, you know, old boys, people who might have played previously. Yep. You know, you always have footy clubs that want to promote events coming up. And it's much
they
easier
do,
to
always.
Do.
And we get them here off the SMS all the time.
Exactly. So you put it up on Facebook, people will like it, they'll share it with their mates. It goes a little bit viral and allows people to find, you know, about your event. So it allows you to sort of attract your fans. So the same principles that we're doing with the Storm and the Crows, the Eagles, those kind of guys of fan development, you can still do it for your little community. And that you'll probably have more of a community feel to your page where people might post comments on the page. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing people posting on the page like Murray saying, good work, Half. And Aaron saying,
stuff,
nice
Murray.
One, Half. Technology, your strength. Right?
Not so sure about that.
You know, come on, Half. Get with the program. You know, so you're starting to get feedback from the fans directly on the page.
I am enjoying who's got the best sport in Mustaka. My mother's got a couple of votes. Now, that's not very nice.
Exactly.
But that's funny stuff. I like that.
And that's exactly what you let yourself open up for when you open up that question and say, I'm going to let the fans answer. And you can, because normally what happens is, you know, who played the best? I think the Sydney Swans did it last year. Who played the best last week? And the leading answer was the chick in section 119. you know, so it can end up anywhere. And sometimes, yeah, the poor moderators there going, delete inappropriate answer, delete answer. But
oh, so
you know,
I can delete them, can I?
You can, yeah.
If I get upset.
You have a little bit of flexibility. But the idea is, you know, freedom of speech. You know, you want to follow the Clive Palmer philosophy of allowing people to have a decent chat. But the idea is, yeah, you can have a bit of backwards and forwards and, you know, do a bit of talk back effectively
now,
on Facebook.
Now, SMSs are having some issues of finding it. Facebook.com, don't search it in the thingy because they
don't
know me.
It's just fresh.
I'm just new. So they don't know me on the search engine there at Facebook just yet. So go up to the top of the toolbar, go to facebook.com/halftime, HARFTIME.
Correct.
That's what you need to do. Because at the moment, they don't know me, Facebook. Mark, what's his name? Who's that Facebook dude?
Zuck. I just call him Zuck.
Zuck, the Zuck man, the Zuck master. He's not big with halftime just at the minute, but we will be tight.
Yeah, definitely.
Very
so
soon.
You can either find it via that or go to facebook.com/sportsgeek.
Yeah, well, you're there too. You're a global phenomenon, as I said before.
You can check out the new shoes on my cover page.
You've got new shoes?
The new shoes, yep. And you'll be able to... You've seen the first ones and the second ones. Sweet as, mate.
Who's the best team you deal with in professional sport that uses this Facebook thing the best? Who uses it?
The new timeline. I think Manchester United and Manchester City have done a really good job. Some of the NBA teams have already started using the timeline.
Yep.
The Lakers filled it out with a lot of all cool content, but what they didn't do is link back to their site.
Right.
You know, Celtics are always good from a leading the way point of view. So there's always, yeah, there's a bunch of them out, and we're actually going to do up a big blog post of all the sites that are actually using Timeline now.
We'll go to facebook.com/sportsgeek to find out more about that. But if you want to be a friend, and you should be, you should like me, Facebook.com.
Become a fan.
Be fan page, not a friend page, fan page. Facebook.com/halftime HARF.
57 already.
57?
It's like the telethon.
If I get to a 500 today, I'll do something very special. Not sure what it is yet. We'll work it out. Thank you, Sean.
No worries.
See you soon.